In what ways, if any, did the, and we may probably already have touched on some of them, did the center evolve or change over your 3 years there?
I think, and again, it's hard not to be Whiggish about this, because you know what happened, that it would move. And again, you definitely check to see if that was the case. But I think there was this growing sense about what Eric wanted it to do and what it should do. I think I was becoming clear that it needed to grow and it needed to be self-sustaining. Yep, right. And there was really no sense for it to be in New York City. Robert felt it was very important. And there was, quite frankly, there was a good reason to be down the hall, too, during the centennial, and later, too, to be on staff. So what I remember... That's about what I remember. But there was going to be some changes in the, I think, in the center's activities anyway, because with this one couple of projects completed, to do more oral history, to do, you know, I think there was going to be those kinds of changes. And definitely fundraising. Fundraising was going to, you could see fundraising would be a necessary part of it, too.